C-I-T-R.
C-I-T.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking... Okay.
If you, it's like sitar, you read it, but C-I-T-R.
C-I-T. This is what my producer has to go through every week when I do my promos. It takes like 3 hours to do a 30-second promo. C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R, okay.
So just go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Wiretaps Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to CITR 101.9. Is that okay?
Yeah. Was Syl Johnson, his 7-inch single Different Strokes. Great, very funky way to kick things off here, this episode of Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia in sunny Vancouver, BC, Canada. Yeah, that was great. I was reminded of that song because Nardwar recently interviewed the Wu-Tang Clan, and that song came up in discussion. And RZA talked about how great that song was, and they sent his Syl Johnson like this huge check after using that sample from that song. Very, very good stuff. And we're going to keep it funky. Don't you worry. We got another funky number coming up. The band Cool is Adrian and Amanda from Apollo Ghosts and their pal Sean Mrazek. And then a whole slew of friends have gotten together to put out a new dance record, a very funky dance record. The A-side is called I Can Handle That. I don't know if you'll be able to handle that. And the B-side is called Modern Europeans. We're going to listen to the A-side today. And it's very good stuff. It's out soon as a 12-inch on a new sub-imprint. I don't know if that's what you call it. Imprint of the Mammoth Cave Recordings record label. And it's going to feature a whole bunch of great remixes as well by people like Jay Arner, Cam Reed of Babe Rainbow, Tom Whalen, who plays in a whole bunch of bands, the New Vaders, and Rob Onsick. So lots of heavy hitters there contributing remixes as well. So without further ado, let's give this a listen. And after I play this song and one more, I'm going to tell you all about how you can see Cool this weekend. How great is that? Okay, here it is. Here is Cool. I Can Handle That.
信用して
Put your whole crew on life support. I've been playing sports my whole life. Porsche 911, was it inside job? Inside a Porsche 911, cruising, molding, yosing. What this shit you doing? Buying your wings, buying no shit. Man, this is stupid shit. Me, I be hanging with my crew and shit. Trying to get down with the girls that Google shit. Maneuvering straight through manure shit. Me, I'm on some newer shit. Dog, like I just left the uterus. You motherfuckers so clueless, bitch. Brittany Murphy, Alicia Silverstone, Stacey Dash, Donald Faison. Man, that shit don't faze him. Donovan Bailey dashing and racing. I'm Jane Dash, dipping and raising. Lost that, yo. The 07 Michael Caine, I am flawless. Got this flossing, but I ain't even floss yet. Man, look at me grow, witness the progress. I'm finna blow his good eyes back. Man, life is good, homie, I ain't even gave it thought yet. Only hard knocks are the ones that'll drop next. Girl with the seafoam hair and a black long dress. I know you worship cause my John's blessed. Yo, every time I hear you start to rap it, man, I yawn, yes. Synchronized, open mouth like we finna tongue kiss. Stay sharp like the teeth on the jaws, fish. Great white hype is in the building, I'm a strong threat. For most likes in the model rap contest. Who else gonna bring that motherfucking rawness? Gotcha, wetter than the Loch Ness. Sippin' on a Monster, man, we ain't even talk yet. Monster mash potato head concepts. Young Frank the Demon chop shop like John Depp. In the Caribbean on a bong sesh with strong sets. Is what I'm thinking every time I play a long set. Stay scheming like Drake Montana and Ross next to me at a Montana steak sending long text.
All right, that was Sur une plage, on the beach, the song Restaurant. They're playing a week this Thursday at the Lido. The Lido? It's an old, it was kind of a curios shop on Broadway, just east of Maine, for a number of years, and now someone's taken it over and opened it up again. It's a bar now, which is great, and there's going to be a show there. So Fake Tears, the great Fake Tears, are playing with Sur une plage next week. And Sur une plage is a new band, newish band, featuring Joshua Wells of Lightning Dust and Black Mountain, and Colin McKill. And I'm not sure who he is. Hi, Colin. But Joshua Wells, a great legendary Vancouver musician, going into a kind of a Sparks direction there. I like it. I think that'll be a fun night, and it pairs very nicely with Fake Tears. Before that, we heard Young Brazed from his cassette from last year, Japanese Tendencies. That's the song Life is Good. Life is good if you're Young Brazed. And at the top, we heard Cool from their new 12-inch, the song I Can Handle That. Barely. Just barely. You can see both Cool and Young Brazed back-to-back on the CITR stage at the Catalano Block Party happening this weekend in Kitsilano. A lot of great bands playing, Grapes of Wrath, the Poppy Family Experience, which is just sort of a... Susan Jacks from the legendary Poppy Family, which was a pop band in Vancouver in the 60s, has pulled together a wrecking crew of backing musicians, including Kurt Dahl from the New Pornographers and lots of others, and they're going to be performing a bunch of Poppy Family songs. Also, the Evaporators will be playing. Let's see who else is here. Cool is playing, like I said. Jay Arner, Nick Kurgovich, Young Brazed, lots of great bands. White Poppy. You can go to catsolano.com to find out all about it. And yeah, it looks like around 4 o'clock, that's when Cool is playing. Then who else is playing on the CITR stage? Sean Mrazek Lives at 1 o'clock, Inherent Vices at 3, Young Brazed at 5, White Poppy at 7. Jan is on at 6:30, followed by New Sensei just down the street. And yeah, just so many great bands. Shiloh's at 12:30. Check it all out. Lots of great stuff. And it's all free. It's great. You just have to go to Kits. I'd kid. Moving on, we're going to get a phone call from Sarah Cordingly very soon. She is at Girls Rock Camp all this week. Girls Rock Camp, great initiative. Taking young girls, setting up with all kinds of instruments and mentors, having bands come in and perform with them. And then by the end of the week, this Saturday, at the same time as Catalano, but you know, they're going to have a showcase of all these new bands that have formed of tweens and teenage girls performing rock music. It's a great thing. So Sarah has been there all week. She's one of the co-organizers, and she's going to give us a call in a couple minutes to tell us all about how it's going. In the meantime, I'm going to play some Sonoya Caves. Sonoya Caves is a side project of Jeremy Schmidt from Black Mountain, and he's going to be performing in the Star Room at the Planetarium tonight. It's part of something called Science Fair that the great Erin Green is putting on. She works at the Planetarium, and she has put on a couple of great events there, and this one is no different. It's taking local artists, there's about 25 local artists, I believe, and having them do a science fair. So they've investigated a certain scientific issue, they've created art around that. So I think there's going to be some dioramas, some experiments, some all sorts of things. And it's free to attend the science fair part of it from 7:30 till 10. And then from 10 o'clock onwards, there are bands playing in the Star Room, which I saw the Apollo Ghost there once. It was incredible. You're in those really comfy seats, looking up at the ceiling, flying around the universe, and great bands are playing. So check out the Planetarium tonight if you can. It should be a wild night. So to start things off, here is Sonoya Caves, who's going to be performing along with a couple of other bands. This is the song Narrow Way.
Narrow way,
All right, that was Senoia Caves from the compilation put out a couple of years ago by Brady Cranfield called Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That was the song Narrow Way. And once again, he's going to be performing tonight with Kensington Gore and Von Bingen in the Star Room at the Planetarium as part of Science Fair, which is starting at 7:30. Go see all these great scientific exhibits, and then the show, I believe, starts at 10. Great stuff. On the phone, we have a special guest. I'm going to turn on the phone, and I'm going to say hello to Sarah.
Hello, Duncan.
How are you?
I'm excellent.
So you are at Girls Rock Camp this week. How's it going?
I'm presently at Girls Rock Camp, and it is going great. Yeah, so it's hard to believe that we're almost at the end. Tomorrow is our last day of camp, and so there's kind of a lot of pressure on today.
Yeah, no kidding. And so for those people, listeners out there who aren't familiar, what is Girls Rock Camp?
So Girls Rock Camp is a week-long summer camp for 8 to 17-year-old girls where they come and take instrument lessons and form a band with other girls their age and write a song. And then at the end of the week, they play a big showcase where they play their brand new original song for all their friends and family at the Rio.
That's so great. And so what time, I think it's an early show at the Rio on Saturday,
it is.
Right?
It's a daytime show, yeah. So the doors open at 1. It starts at 1:30. And I might suggest getting there early as we will be selling a very limited number of T-shirts. So these shirts will be designed and maybe even actually screen printed by the kids at camp.
Wow.
And the logos are pretty amazing. You can see them on our Facebook page. We're going to be printing them right now. Actually, half the kids have just gone over to start doing their band T-shirt printing workshop. So they're pretty amazing, and there won't be many of them. So if you want a limited edition shirt, you should get that one.
Don't snooze. And so I know a bunch of bands have come to perform, and there's lots of local musicians that help out with the fest. Who have been some of the bands that have come by?
We have a lunchtime band perform for the kids every day. And so today, Sontag played, and they were amazing. And Sontag actually has our gear coordinator, Janelle Aspa, who's in Sontag. And
right. That was Lydia Ainsworth, a new artist on Arbutus Records in Montreal, one of my faves. That was the song Malachite, and it's from her new EP entitled, let's see what it's called. It is called Right From Real, Part 1. And yeah, pretty nice stuff. There's a nice video for that too. Check it out. Before that, we heard her label mate, Tops. They have a new 7-inch out. It's called Change of Heart. And we heard the B-side, Sleep Talker. It was self-written, recorded, and produced at Arbutus's studio in Montreal. Impeccable examples of pop craftsmanship. Well, there you go. I hope you felt the same way. And at the top there, we heard Cosmic Diamonds with Business from Girls Rock Camp 2013. The showcase is this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Rio. Don't snooze on it. It'll be a lot of fun, I'm sure. Next up, we're going to hear some Parquet Courts from New York. They have a new album out. It's pretty great. It's called Sunbathing Animals, and we're going to hear the rollicking number Always Back in Town. Speaking, I mentioned the Wu-Tang Clan interview that Nardwuar did at the top. He did that, which was awesome that he managed to get RZA to hang with him for 20 minutes. I was a little unsure that he wanted to continue, but he stuck with it, and Nardwuar, hats off for that interview. That was great. A masterstroke. He also interviewed Mac DeMarco, which was really great. Lots of CITR and Discorder-related info in that interview, which was good. And then a great interview with the Parquet Courts as well that I recently watched. So, yeah, Nardwuar, just great stuff on that YouTube channel, gotta say. So here is the song Always Back in Town by Parquet Courts from Sunbathing Animals. It's really great. Here we go. Bye.
a heart-shaped ass.
That was brand new, half Japanese. Very exciting. Half Japanese from Maryland. Lots of great records, and this is their first one in quite a while. So that's exciting. Before that, we heard Peace from their new album, or from their old album, My Face. That was the song The Dark. Dan from Peace has a new record shop. You should check it out. It's called Horses Records at Hastings and Nanaimo. Good stuff. And at the top there, we heard Parquet Courts. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Hannah with Chips and Dip coming up next. Stay tuned. And have a great weekend. I'm going to close things off with a song by Rollmock from their new 7-inch, Holy Shades of Night. This is the song Hobgoblin Blues. It may not come in right at the beginning because I didn't cue it up properly. Here we go. Thank you.
Come back.